On Portland State University Week, art can help disrupt stereotypes for students. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Casey McKinney, instructor of urban studies and planning, explores how.
Students often talk about homelessness as if it's something that happens outside the university and not to those sitting right next to them. Our research team wanted to change the narrative around student housing insecurity and homelessness, and comics seemed like the perfect medium to do it. We wanted to change the way we talk, think, and teach about homelessness and poverty. The research team collaborated with 10 students from Portland State University with lived experience of housing insecurity or homelessness and 10 comic book artists. The team conducted multiple interviews with students in order to create a comic based on each student's experiences. Students approved the materials before they were shared with the artists, and they were invited to take part in the comic's production and revisions processes, offering feedback, clarifications, and in some cases, meeting with the artists and the research team. The artists received additional support from our community partner, the Independent Publishing Resource Center. The resulting comics offer narratives that disrupt stereotypes of who experiences homelessness and why, while centering the voices of individuals from communities that are disproportionately impacted by homelessness, including individuals who are Black, Indigenous, and people of color, disabled, and LGBTQIA. The comics were released as a special book by our community partner, Street Roots. The works were also featured in 3 exhibitions and are available in print now through Street Roots. The project was inspired by El Viaje Más Caro, The Most Costly Journey, a collaboration between faculty at the University of Vermont, the Vermont Folklife Center, comic artists, and the Open Door Clinic that resulted in a series of comics which focused on the experiences of Latin American migrant farm workers in the dairy industry in Vermont and is now available as a book from the Vermont Folklife Center.
That was Casey McKinney of Portland State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.